fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Hump Day Wednesday, March the 11th, 2026 edition. 42% of child care providers in Michigan do not participate in Michigan State Child Care Subsidy Program for poor working households. And one of the big reasons is due to how low the payment rates are, said Maddie Elliott of Michigan's Children. They're an advocacy group distributing data and policy analysis on child-related topics. People will say, you find out you're pregnant, then you tell your spouse, and then you tell your child care provider, because it's tough to get access to care, Elliott said. Meanwhile, it's tough for child care programs to accept child care scholarships because the rates are so low. Elliott spoke to a Senate Housing and Human Services Committee who are hearing testimony on a package of bills. Senate bills 310, 311, 312, 313, and 314. All the bills package is aimed at promoting child care accessibility. Well, one of the state senators running for the U.S. Senate, Mallory McMorrow, Democrat from Royal Oak, she says her bill, Senate Bill 310, is a bill to codify the Michigan TriShare program into state statute and to create a designated TriShare child care fund within the state treasury. TriShare is a state-run initiative that incentivizes employers to offer child care services to workers that is split between Michigan, the state government, the business, and the parents. That way, splitting the costs three ways. More than 950 families have been approved for the TriShare program, and 303 employers are presently participating. Very simply, the company would cover a third, the parents would cover a third, and depending on their income, household earnings, 200 to 400% of the federal poverty level, a family of three earning between $54,640 to up to $109,280 would qualify for the state government kicking in the other third. Senator Rosemary Baer, Democrat from Keego Harbor, sponsored Senate Bill 311. Her bill deals with the subsidies from the Michigan Child Development and Care Program, the CDC. Well, Maddie Elliott, the advocacy for the Michigan's children said that there was raising concerns about this particular program. Programs described as child care scholarships and actually pays money directly to child care providers so that the poor working families can send their children to child care at a discounted rate, varying based on the family size and monthly income. Bear also chairs the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee that oversees the My Leap program, Michigan Department of Lifelong Education, Advancement, and Potential. Bear testified that for every dollar the state spends on K through 12 education, right now 24 cents is spent on pre-K. She also noted that only 9 cents is being spent on children newborn to 3 years old. Her bill would increase the amount of money spent on pre-K education. And these child care babies, basically newborns all the way up to 3 years old. Now, it's kind of interesting because her bill, Senate Bill 311, automatically adjusts the subsidies going forward to inflation for the Detroit, Warren, and Dearborn areas, basically southeastern Michigan. The child advocate, Elliot, said the last time the scholarships rose was way back in October of 2024, and that inflation has increased by 3.7% during that period. Finally, Senate Bill 312 and 313, sponsored by Democrat Senator Sean McCann of Kalamazoo, would establish an appeals process for child care centers and at-home providers that are facing rule violations. The appeals process would not apply to the very serious violations where the providers are facing licensing denial or suspension, explained the committee chair, Jeff Irwin, Democrat of Ann Arbor. Now, it's kind of interesting because all of these bills in the Senate side are being sponsored by Democrats. The last bill, Senate Bill 314, is being introduced by Senator Sarah Anthony, a Democrat of Lansing. Her bill looks to streamline the compliance process for child care providers operating within intermediate school districts, the ISDs, and permitting superintendents to verify passage of fire and safety inspections. Well, on the subject of the CDC Michigan subsidies, the state provides a base rate for maintaining health and safety for infants and toddlers from birth to 3 years old. Those centers receive $7.15 an hour, and family home-based providers receive $5.70 per hour. Well, one of those people testifying at the hearing, Kimberly Tyman, said current subsidy rates we receive are not adequate for the true cost of care that families are having to pay in order for us to provide high-quality care with high-quality staff. Tyman noted that her center, Gretchen's House of High Scope in Ypsilanti, serves more than 54 families, many of whom qualify for receiving the scholarship. She described the needing to find additional funding to cover the gaps for these families between the child care the subsidies and their own income. And currently, the CDC rates do not fill the gap. For example, she pointed to, and this is kind of interesting for child care, the cost of diapers is going up. And we provide diapers for all the babies. Many of the families can't afford diapers for during the day while they go to work. They say they barely have enough money to pay for diapers at night when they get home from work. Heeman said, we can't continue doing that without the cost being supplemented. It's impacting our center, our ability to run, and the ability of our families to be able to continue bringing their babies to our center. Additionally, we guarantee them meals throughout the day, 5 days a week. And incurring these additional costs on our own is extremely expensive, and we can't continue to do it. Another testifier in front of the committee was Tyler Huntley, Big Rapids-based founder of the Early Learning Company, a child care services organization. He explained how Michigan's minimum wage will have increased from $10.33 in 2024 to $15 starting next year in 2027. He said that increase represents a 45% increase and will be the child care program's largest expense. That gap is pushing us dangerously close to being unsustainable in our operations. And when we talk about expanding child care and meeting the needs of our state, I simply say that this expansion will not happen until the economics make sense. No one is going to open new centers or new programs and expand capacity in an industry where the margins are razor thin already and getting almost to the point of being negative. If we begin to lose money, we will have to shut down. Hunty explained how in his workplace, 3 years ago, his son's favorite instructor asked for a raise. The center wasn't able to provide it, so she left and went to work at a gas station. She received a $3 an hour pay increase, but she's working at a gas station. She's left the child care industry to work at a gas station. Something has got to change. So it'll be interesting to see. Democrat-controlled Senate passes the package of bills. What will the House Republicans do with them? Final break of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together, we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Come see the Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show, Friday, March 13th from 3 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 14th from 9 to 5 p.m. Plenty of vendors and lunch will be available. This Don't Miss Gun Show will be at the VFW Post 2051 located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Tickets are $8 at the door. Children are free. For more information, call Tim at 231-838-8054. See you there.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. One of the things that is interesting about this whole dynamic that's going on is the process, because what they're doing is they're getting ready to prepare the budget. The budget to be sent to the governor before July 1st. And these bills are lining up what they're claiming to be needs for increases, child care, many other components of the state government's budget. Well, of course, based on inflation, based on the cost of things, diapers, food, labor, they're going to need more money. Now, got a very simple question. Where is that in our state constitution? That state government needs to fund, subsidize child care. Isn't that supposed to be done by the private sector? Now, they're saying the private sector can't compete against gas stations, fast food restaurants. Well, what are families supposed to do? They get pregnant, they're going to have a child, both the mom and dad work. Well, if they don't have family to help take care of the baby, they've got to drop it off somewhere. Who is responsible ultimately for that? And is it something that the state has to do? Because if they don't do it, the private sector can't do it. Does that cause more abortions or babies having to be given up for adoption because the working mom and dad can't afford the high cost of childcare? Well, this is what the debate is in Lansing. Democrat-controlled Senate, all of these bills introduced by Senate Democrats, all of them, every single one. And then again, when they pass the Senate, even if it's on party line vote 19-18, what's going to happen to it when it goes to the Republican-controlled House? Is this something that the House Republicans would be, you know, have some empathy for and be willing to vote for it and send it as a package into the budget for this upcoming year? Just asking the questions, folks. Just asking the questions. So these are things that they are considering. These are things they are working on down in Lansing as we speak. My last story for next hour, I'm going to get into it, has to do with the Department of Health and Human Services Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Now, you may know or not know, the money for this, the lion's share of it comes from Washington, D.C. But the states are tasked with implementing the program. Department of Health and Human Services officials say they have a, quote, robust plan in place to make sure food assistance benefits are being delivered accurately to Michigan families who rely on the program. According to a department spokesperson who spoke with MERS News Service after yesterday's House committee having a hearing on the subject. Well, it's kind of interesting because they, in the House Oversight Committee, are the ones looking into this. One of the Republican state representatives, Jason Wolford, Republican of Howell, laid out findings on his investigative report, which found that the SNAP program here in Michigan has an error rate of almost 10%, well above the federal benchmark of 6%. But he brought attention to the committee, saying that if it's left unresolved, based on the way the Department of Health and Human Services are doing it right now, Michigan could face a federal penalty of about $320 million. Who runs the Department of Health and Human Services? Elizabeth Hertel, a personal friend of the governor. And by the way, the Department of Health and Human Services, folks, has the largest budget in the state of Michigan's annual fiscal budget. Last year's budget we're currently operating under, almost $38 billion. More than schools, more than roads, and more than prisons, which are in our state constitution. We'll get into the story on the other side. We'll wrap it up. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction.